This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, spending with me. And I do mean that sincerely because I know, look, I know there's a whole bunch of other stations, there's other shows you could be listening to, watching, podcasting, whatever it is. And you don't, it just doesn't have to be your show. I get it. So, you know, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, with me here. So, let's get to it, as they say. All right. Look, head up to the website, give me your email address. If you want to be noticed, some of you have asked me, forgive me. If you look on the website, you can see what it takes to get to sign up for the text messaging. He's sending me an email to say how to do a text message. Check out the website. It's right there, front and center. Just send a text, TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. It's all right there in your face. You can't miss it. Anyway, Joel Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, crazy stories. Well, they're not really crazy stories. They're real. Right? This thing that's got now everybody going crazy because Trump said he's been taking the hydrochloroquine, right? Hydroxychloroquine, whatever it's called. Taking it for a couple of weeks now or something like that. And there are 200 clinical tests going on. It has already worked in a bunch of patients that have used it. Now, I know. I mean, to some people, Tom Hanks' wife says that it made her sick. She's still alive. So it made her feel sick. Made her feel. How many medicines make you feel like crap? I mean, heck, we're still doing chemo. You want to talk about feeling sick? You're losing your hair. You got diarrhea. You got cramps. I go through the whole list of stuff you get from chemo to kill off the cancer so you can feel better later. Of course you felt bad while you were taking it. Give me a break. And so there's 200 studies going on. Look at it. There wouldn't be 200 studies going on if they didn't think it was viable. Let's start off there. People have used it and have come back from it. All right, been healed from it. And I'm still going to go on my mantra that makes many of you nuts. And that is, the virus isn't fake. The outrage is fake. The amount of effort, the damage we've done over this is just unthinkable. All this to take down a president, all this to take down a lifestyle, if you would, because every one of these really far left nut jobs is talking about how society and the economy and this guy are all going to have to change in this country. And I say, no, don't let it happen. Look, we were and have been, and I believe will continue to be, the most successful republic representative government on the planet. And we were that way because we allowed the people to govern themselves. Well, our people have become ignorant. Some of you listening to this show are ignorant to how government works. And we've allowed it to go on too long. You've got grandsons, got granddaughters, you've got nieces, nephews. They need to be taught the right way. Your kids need to be smacked upside the head. If you've got older kids who think the government can do it better than anybody else, that's why we're in the mess we're in, because they really don't understand. How could they possibly look around and help me understand? How could your kids possibly believe that socialism is better? Possibly believe that pseudo-communism is better? Who failed? Somebody did fail. I know people don't like to go down, gee, Joe, why do you have to place blame? Because somebody needs to take responsibility. Because when you find out who did this to our kids, who did this to the education system, then you can look at them and see what they did and turn it around and do a better job at it. You know, making it right. But why you play that politically correct game when you're dancing around? We don't want to place blame. I want to place blame. You parents who bought into what they were teaching you. Look at, I'm a trustee of the school board. I have other friends of mine that are trustees. They're telling me about the emails that they're getting from parents who can't believe how dull their kids are when it comes to certain things. They thought they were learning this stuff. First, I have to say, shame on you parents. Are you not talking to your kids? Are you not checking them out? Are you not finding out what they're learning? Are you not thumbing through their textbooks? Or whatever they have for learning. You got to be involved and engaged. Those kids didn't ask for you. You had them. You brought them into the world. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm amazed at some of the stuff I hear parents say. It just floors me. If I had a hammer, I'd hit myself in the head with it sometimes. Because it's like, no, they didn't. Just, there's no way I heard that. But until you start riding the edge, look. If you got yourself in a situation where you cannot homeschool, I got that. Hurry, it happens. Everybody's got it. I'm not going to fault you for any of that. But what I will fault you for is not finding the best way to get your kids educated, to check up on. There's so many. Look, you have public schools. You have charter schools, which technically are public schools. And charter schools have the flexibility to teach a multitude of ways. Right? So they don't have they're not all set up the same way the traditional public school is, which is you sit in that seat 6 hours a day. Then you got private schools. Many of you can't afford those. I get it. You got some blended situations where you can send your kids to public school and homeschool them. But why don't you put the same amount of work into your child's education as you do in learning about the new iPhone coming out? And no, there's no new iPhone coming out. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you. You know, some of you saw that, some of you didn't. If you don't want, obviously, if you're not watching, you didn't see it. The man, the best thing you do is take a big swing of coffee before you go on the mic and then choke on it. That's always exciting. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. See, if you were on the inside, if you were actually watching and listening, or you go back later on, you get to see some of the funny little things, that stupid funny little things that happen. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, becoming part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's nice when you're part of the solution. All right, so we've all been at this place where you're having a conversation, and somebody who feels like they have something to add, they try to add to the conversation, and they really have no clue. All right, here's a suggestion. Grab them later on and say, "You have no clue, stop it." I'm serious. You actually would be doing them a favor, right? Seriously. So what is it with the left that feels like nobody, they know what's best for educating your child? Now, you could have two professors with the exact same degree, graduates from the exact same school. One's a conservative, one's a liberal, and the liberal and liberals around them will tell you how much better that person is than the other one is. How much more they know, how much smarter they are. Do you remember that Harvard Law professor that we got on a little while back because she was just, you know, homeschooling should be banned? Nice of her to think the parents, you know, can't make decisions for the kids. Hope to God she wasn't a parent. After a school received backlash for Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Bartholet's call for a ban on homeschooling, she doubled down. They all do. You ever notice that now? Nobody ever backs off, apologizes for the way it came off. They want us to do it on the right. If you're a conservative, you better do it. You better get in line with them. The Harvard Gazette gave our Bartholet a chance to clarify her statements in an interview. They published it last Friday. In the piece titled "The Warning of Homeschooling," Bartholet doubled down on her anti-homeschooling stance, proposed even the stricter government regulations on the practice. Now, she got tougher than she did in her original article, in her original comments. She attributes the increased interest in homeschooling in America to the growth in the conservative evangelical movement, explaining that conservative Christians use the practice, well, this is a way to escape from the secular education in public schools. And she's right. Right? She said this because it was a failed effort to have the children exempted from exposure to alternative values in schools. What she means by that is left-leaning values. Anything goes, no borders. That's what she really means. You don't have a right to teach your kid that there are boundaries. It was really funny. These same people, these same Me Too people, right? You ever notice how they don't stand up for child pornography? I mean, they don't stand against child pornography. There's a lot you're finding out as the days go on that pedophilia runs rampant, not only in the education systems, but in the entertainment world, in government, in high finance world. Where's their outrage with all that? You never hear them talk about that. To them, taking a kid to church, forcing a child to go to church to learn about, you know, love and God's love for you and what you have the ability to do, hope and understanding, is disgusting and terrible. But having three guys dressed up in girls' clothes and drag queen doing the whole twerking thing, and I've got the videos to prove it, so you guys can challenge me anytime you want to. All that's normal and okay, because you're exposing the child to another lifestyle. What makes that lifestyle okay? Look, if a grown man, here's the thing. Let's just be clear about this. If a grown man wants to live, dressing up as a woman at night and doing pole dancing as a female, that's their business. All right, they have a right to do that. Live your life any way you want to. That's between you and your God or not your God or whatever you got going on. Like in the Katie Hill situation, you want to live in a thruple, a quadruple, a eight-truple, whatever they got going on. You want to have you want to lay naked next to a goat? That's up to you. I don't care. That's your business. But don't play all these games like you're holier than thou, and you don't like the way the men in Congress treat you when you're treating the women in your life exactly the same way. Got it in writing, Katie. Deny it. You lied to Pelosi. I'm sure you'd lie to the rest of us. And by the way, Katie Hill, you're welcome to come on the show anytime you want to. And you have a lot of friends around you that know me and know my number. So there's no excuse, because the other one who tried to take your seat, she knows me well, too. And she refused. She only went on shows that were friendly towards her. That doesn't sound like a warrior to me. That doesn't sound like somebody who's willing to fight for what they believe to me. But that's just me. And you thought Katie Hill thought you were such a great example for young women. I don't think so. I don't want my girls to be anything like you. And I know a lot of other parents that feel exactly the same way. Get back to the kids for a second. This is the left. The left's warped and sick mindset. taking a child to church to teach them about God and love and foundations. As a matter of fact, it's really funny because the socialists would really study instead of assuming. They would find out that the socialism they talk about, and I'm not going to call it socialism from a Christian standpoint, exists in the Christian church. We are admonished, Joe. Right? Not the government. I'm not admonished to go beat on the government to make sure they take care of poor people. I'm told to take care of the widows, the sick, the orphaned. People in need. I'm supposed to take care of them. I'm supposed to show them the love of Christ. Not the love of the government. Because it's never love from the government. You know, it's always got comes with strings, attachments, and more. Right? What is it that they hate? Because we're closed-minded, we don't believe in same-sex marriage. But unlike you, we tolerate it. Right? Same thing with abortion. You on the left have even got to the point where you say, yes, it's a life. Yes, we're ending a life. Yes, we're taking the life of a baby. But that's the mother's right. Well, first of all, let's not call her a mother. Because any mother that would take the life of a baby like that has no right to be called a mother. None. I'm gonna call it, maybe call it the executioner. I don't know. I mean, I'm not passing judgment. I'm going to go by what God says. God cherishes life. He cherishes family. And I've said this for some of you new to the show, first time you'll hear it, you're going to have to wait to the other side. Show me your host. You'll listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. the World Health Organization bowed to calls from most of its members to launch an independent probe into how it managed the international response to the coronavirus, which has been clouded by finger-pointing between the United States and China over a pandemic that killed over 300,000 people and leveled the global economy. The comprehensive evaluation, sought by a coalition of African, European, and other countries, is intended to review lessons learned from WHO's coordination of the global response to COVID-19, but would stop short of looking into contentious issues such as the origins of the new coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed he has proof suggesting the coronavirus originated in a lab in China, while the scientific community has insisted all evidence to date shows the virus jumped into humans from animals. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Feel the rhythm now. Sugar
shakes together, you and me. All night, hold hands, moving on. Sugar shakes together, you and me. Come on, baby. We are back. Sugar shakes together, you and me. Come on, somebody sent me, remember the girls in the 20s? They were called flappers, right? The ones that did all that crazy dancing on stage? Joe Mazzini, your host, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're doing it. If you want text alerts, it's real simple, 77... I always screw this up. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right, let's get back at it here. Because I was on a roll and I hate it. I mean, the commercial came in. We need commercials, but I hate it. All right. So we're talking about the abortion, and actually, we weren't even talking about abortion, frankly. We're talking about this Harvard professor. This is where this all started, and how big it grows. Right, she's doubled down and pushing harder that it should be legal, banned, whatever, for parents to homeschool. She's blaming it on evangelical Christians, conservative Christians, because they want to escape the secular education of public schools. She's right to a degree. See, they don't want to escape science and math and reading and that kind of stuff. They want to escape the social issues that public schools have no right teaching. You have no right to teach my child, granddaughter, niece, or nephew that same-sex marriage is right or wrong. You have no right, to teach my kids that there is or is not a God. You just don't. You think you do. And it's funny because way back when, you guys are so disingenuous on the left that when you were first pushing abortion, right up until the last decade, it's not a life. It's a blob of cells. It's not a life. And then technology took off, and you couldn't deny it anymore. We saw the pictures of them, dodging this suction tube. Those fetuses had enough brains, enough sense, enough knowledge, enough awareness to know they were about to die. They weren't going to have it easily. I wonder how many, quote-unquote, mothers or expectant mothers or to-be mothers, if they saw that ahead of time, would still go ahead. right? I mean, it's really, again, I'm off on this whole hypocrisy thing with these people, okay? It's really interesting. The same people who want to show your kids in kindergarten through sixth grade how to have sex with each other, same-sex sexual positions and ways to do it. I'm trying to keep it clean, right? In one case of bestiality for one New York school district. And go back and get the show if you don't believe me. It lays it all out, tells you where you can find stuff. All this stuff is okay. I simply suggest in junior high or high school, if you're going to be honest and you're going to be transparent, and as this teacher says, and she's full of crap, is that your kids need to be exposed to alternative values, you don't really mean that, because if you meant it, then the two things that should be taught in science class, or at least one of them, is you should see how an abortion is performed. You should see how a baby grows and, you know, matures. And then you should see from a scientific standpoint, from a medical standpoint, how an abortion is performed and what it does. That's if you truly believe that kids should see alternative values. If you truly believe in science, as you say. Because they don't believe in science. We already know that. Oh, yeah, yeah. When you try to talk about transgenderism and DNA and all this other stuff, no, they don't believe in science anymore. That's gone now. When you try to prove that by science that the fetus can live outside the womb at 21 weeks, they reject that too. And then when they get to the point where they accept it at 22 weeks or 25 weeks, whatever it is, it's still the mother's choice. And to show you really how much of an elitist or a fascist that they really are, a mother tries to have an abortion, the baby survives the abortion, comes out alive, has a chance to survive, and they still want to give the mother and the doctor the decision to be the executioners. Because as far as I'm concerned, once that cord's cut and the baby's on the table, my God, you must have a spine like a lion, I'm keeping that clean, to think you have a right to decide to let that baby starve to death. Because that's what happens. For some of you who may be tuning in and maybe you got here by accident, that's basically what you're doing. The baby doesn't get the medical care. Oh, but you're all up in arms that we're ripping them out of the arms of parents at the Mexican border. However, leaving them on a table to starve to death is okay. You're just a bunch of misguided hypocrites. Period. Anyway, back to reality. We were talking about, you know, they keep coming back to, and even some of these Christians keep coming back to, you know, having the abortions okay. Right? That's okay. That God, you know, God's in control. He's got it going on. So God says that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. So before you were that parasite in your mom's body, because that's what they say, you know, suck it off the body. He knew you. And once he knew you, he made a plan for your life. God had a plan for your life. All right? And you have decided by aborting that baby that you know better than God. That plan isn't worth carrying through. That kid's life isn't worth anything. But you don't know that. God valued him or her, had a plan, valued him so much that he had a plan for him. So what gives you the right to take it? And for some of you who say, that's God's divine plan, why would you do that to a woman? Why would you put that kind of pressure? You know, many, many, many women who have abortions have bouts with depression pretty much their whole lives after it. Look up the numbers yourself. I'm not going to give them to you again. I've done this a dozen times. If God didn't want that baby to be born, didn't think you could handle it, first of all, why would he allow you to become pregnant? I'm using your words anyway. That's number one. Number two is, if he really didn't want you to have it and you already got pregnant, well, why can't he just have a miscarriage happen, right? No, seriously. You come up with all these crazy, stupid reasons as to why it's okay to do what you know is wrong to do. Anyway, Many homeschool parents are extreme ideologues committed to raising their children with their belief system isolated from any societal influence. That's a line of crap. I know a lot of people at homeschool. I know a large, I have a large group of friends at homeschool. None of this applies to them. Yes, we have, you want to talk about extreme ideologues? This woman believes that you can kill a baby after it's born. That's not extreme. You talk about raising your children, they want to raise their children in their belief system. Well, that's what you want to do, too. Your belief system says same-sex marriage is okay, transgenderism is okay, killing babies after they're born, okay. Giving places to live and $1,200 or whatever it is a week, a month, to illegal aliens and putting them up in hotels makes much more sense than helping our veterans out. But we're the ones that have acted, right? Right? And you go through this whole thing, right? She said, these are the same families that believe that black people are inferior to white people and that women should be subject to men. My God, how did she ever become a professor? Those people don't believe that. Those religious people that she talks about, maybe she should read that Bible that they all believe in. Women are equal to men. There is a hierarchy in the family like there is with anything else. But it's not what you think it is, and I'm not here to teach you that tonight. Really read what the Bible says about men and women. And don't use the one scripture. And that black people are inferior? When did that happen? I'm not going to go through the one scripture that they use for that. But that's not what my Bible says. Not even close. So see, they're spewing lies to try to get their point. And that book of mine that I wrote, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, this is one of the things I talk about. Why do they have to lie to win? If their product is so good and pure, why? If they got such a great product, why is it that the Fox Channel constantly beats them on a regular basis in the ratings and viewership with all their stations combined? CNN, ABC, MSNBC, ABC, VFG. What's the problem? Fox must have some magic dust that sends out or something. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, Real Side, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in your chat, in my chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I mean, always appreciate the fact that you're involved, you're engaged, you're sending me notes. You're asking me for information. It really, you know, it's really kind of cool. So I really do appreciate the time that you're with us and involved with us, if you would. All right. So, you know, I went off on some of these tangents, but it's okay. It gives you some insight as to what's going on. And I mean, it really is. You've got to pay attention to what your kids are learning at school. It's why they can't figure anything. It's why they're having so much trouble. If you didn't catch the second hour, go back and get it. Because Dr. Bridget Melson deals with it. She talks about some of the issues our kids are going through. We didn't teach them to be strong. I've met some of these parents. I know some of these parents. You didn't teach these kids coping skills.
had to realize that when somebody goes off on them, they're not supposed to curl up in a ball into the corner. And when I say fight back, you know I'm not talking about physically. When I say fight back, I mean, they puff up their chest, they look at the other person and go, no, I'm not accepting that, it's not real, it's not true, and you're not going to shove it down my throat. And then you appear, well, she's a Harvard professor, she must have a clue. She has no clue. You know, my dad used to say it's so true. Some of these people are so overeducated, they're idiots. Because every word in that book, or the books that they've learned, or the thesis they've written is 100% true. Therefore, nothing else matters. Right? Now, Bartholay goes on to explain that homeschooling parents presents dangers because children may not have the chance to choose for themselves whether to exit these ideological communities, and society may not have a chance to teach them values important to the larger community, such as tolerance of other people's views. She is talking about same-sex marriage and abortion. This is exactly what she hangs everything off of. The funny thing about it, she's so wrong. We are, as Christians, taught to tolerate, not accept. Big difference. Big difference. I don't have to accept same-sex marriage as being right, real, and okay. But I do have to tolerate it. It's a state law. I live here. That simple. And then society, what gives society the right? Think of her line here. Think of what she's saying. You're too stupid to know better. Society may not have a chance to teach them values important to larger community. So what? I'm not interested in your larger community. I'm interested in my son or daughter first and bringing them up right. If I bring them up right, I won't have to worry about the larger community because they will take care of others. They will love others. They will help others. This shows you how intolerant they are, doesn't it? You shouldn't have a right to teach your kids because you may not teach them the way we want them to be taught and what we want them to learn and what we want them to have as values. Did that just send a shiver up your spine? Because if it didn't, you're either not paying attention or you're brain dead. Let me say that again. Remember, they call us fascists. Right? And she says, society may not have a chance to teach them values important to the larger community, such as tolerance and other people's views and values. In other words, they're going to teach you. They're going to tell you, not you. You don't have a right to tell your kid that there is a God or isn't a God. They're going to teach your kid that there isn't a God, that it's all about science, that same-sex marriage is okay, that abortion is just fine. They're going to tell you what to believe. What's right and what's wrong. And they say homeschooling is a problem because children may not have a chance to choose for themselves. That's not how they teach, though. When you're in school, and they're teaching these kids, they don't say, okay, well, you know, you believe that, and that's fine, and this is what we believe, and this is why we believe it, and go on with the day. No, no, they will browbeat that child. They will tell them how shallow-minded it is. And that's just a religious thing. And God really doesn't exist anyhow, so I don't know how you can hang your hat on religious stuff. You know, seriously. When offered a chance to explain her proposed presumptive ban on homeschooling, she offered a clearer view of how exactly she hopes to regulate the practice. Her proposed policies would effectively ban anybody from fully homeschooling their own children. She said, I'd like to see a radical transformation of homeschooling regime. Yeah, funny. Now think about something. Public school is the only system right here in this country, the country of the free, right? The country that says that they care. It's the only system to where you can have a failing school in your community. We can have a school system that's just dying, that turning out, you know, 70% dropout rate. And you have to go there by law. You are stuck in that school. You have to send your child, because the government says they know what's better for you, you have to send your child to a substandard school where the dropout rate 70%. It's okay. It's the law. Yeah, they care about your kids. Barthollet said plainly before explaining that parents wishing to homeschool would have to demonstrate that they have a legitimate reason to homeschool, as well as that they are qualified to provide it. Well, what's qualified? You know, these kids at homeschool, they're in, you know, obviously they're in smaller classes, smaller groups. They work hard. Not all of them. It's like every issue, there are some good and bad. Right? And I love how they say this. They have to demonstrate. Is this not fascism? Demonstrate that they have a legitimate reason to homeschool? Qualified to provide. Who decides what the qualifications are, right? And that such an education would be comparable in scope to that of a public school. Does that include a school that's turning out 78% dropout rates? So if I got 10 kids in the house, let's just say I had a large family, as long as 3 of them are ready to graduate, we're good, right? They don't mean that. She goes on to explain that those parents grant the permission to teach their own children would still be required to put children in at least some school courses and extracurricular activities so they can get exposed, here's that word again, to a set of alternative values. Yeah, you know, like drag queens teaching your kids and twerking in front of your kids. Right? Making all kinds of lewd gyrations and stuff in front of your little kids. That's what she's talking about. Teaching kids how to put condoms on cucumbers and squash. That's what she's talking about. Right? Browbeating your kids to accept same-sex marriage. Because look at, every religion is different, right? Homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, whatever it is. Again, we don't, as a Christian, we may teach our kids to reject some of these things, not to accept them as acceptable to God, but we tolerate. We teach them to tolerate. We teach them to love. See, loving somebody doesn't mean you accept everything. That's where you guys on the left get it so wrong. You think love is all about being allowing the other person to do anything that they want to do. Your kids, you think loving your kids is allowing them to do whatever they feel like doing. And it all comes off of, what is it, Dr. Spock. I'm not talking about Star Trek either. His kids hated him. Think about it. His kids hated him. A lot of these loons on the left, these liberals, a lot of their kids hate them later on in life. Doesn't work. You have to give them boundaries. They appreciate guidelines. No, they're not going to come up and give you a big hug and say, thank you for grounding me. But later on in life, you're going to find out what they remember. And you thinking you could be their buddy, letting them do what they want to do? Because it makes them feel better, or you feel better, or somebody feel better, I don't know who. You're wrong. And this woman is dangerous. Everything that she rails against is exactly what she is. The reasons that she wants to stop these things are exactly the reasons that public schools fail. And then again, when she makes the statement that the education they're receiving at home would be comparable in scope to that of a public school, which one? In my community, what, like Beverly Hills Public Schools? Or in the city, South Central LA schools? Which ones? Where they have high dropout rates? Where they have kids graduating from school who graduate from high school who can't read? I guarantee you, there isn't a kid graduating from a homeschool, a serious homeschool, that can't read. Not a one. I've seen the graduations from some of these kids. I've been to some of the homeschool graduation ceremonies. Yes, they have them. They're getting accepted to schools that some of our public school kids wouldn't even think of applying for. So, the real fascists are those professors in the colleges that think that they're the only one that can tell you what to do. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want to see you back here tomorrow.